just say something about Charlie Sheen right out of the gates. Charlie is a great guy. He is a caring person, a very informed person. He has been lied about. He has been extorted, in his own words. He's being extorted. And he asked me not to defend him a month ago, but I've been attacked many times in association with Sheen, and I have tried to defend him in limited ways, just using his own words to defend him when the question has been raised on other talk show interviews I've done on other stations, when I'm a guest, and on my own broadcast. But Denise Richards' sister is in mainstream newspapers. She's so dumb, she doesn't know what she did, saying, we'll bring out more dirt on him if he doesn't do what we want in this custody battle. Now, that is called blackmail. That is called extortion. You are not allowed to do that in any state in the union. And they're so stupid, they're out in the open admitting that in a legal negotiation that they are threatening to bring out more real or manufactured, whatever it is, against Charlie Sheen. And you notice, it's as if somebody flipped a switch, and I wish I could tell you what else was going on behind the scenes. Weeks after Sheen goes public about 9/11, exposing Building 7 and the Pentagon and other key issues, he is savaged. He is attacked by the national media, and suddenly all these other allegations come out. These incredible hit pieces come out. It's even in the divorce filing that they didn't like him talking about 9/11. This man is a hero. He's not a perfect person. None of us are. But again, most of it is a total fraud, totally manufactured. He's a hero for knowing he'd be attacked. He knew this would happen, and he put it all on the line. Now we have incontrovertible evidence of premeditated news shopping by CNN. Now, let me explain something. People were shocked that CNN's, we're about to go to William Rodriguez, survivor of 9/11, hero of 9/11, won the big hero medal there in New York and got federal decorations at the White House. Now exposing 9/11 as an inside job. But let me digress. Let me be clear here. Showbiz Tonight is another division, another group in CNN. I talk to their producers. I talk to many of their people. They know about 9/11. They know what's going on. A.J. Hammer put it all on the line. Was under a lot of pressure for having myself and others on for four nights in a row, guest after guest agreeing and supporting Charlie Sheen. A.J. Hammer has a lot of courage, and then they were told, we don't care if you're getting record ratings, we don't care if you're getting, you normally get 3,000 votes in a poll, you've gotten 44,000 votes, we don't care if this is getting national attention, shut up, the story is dead. Ed Asner, actor Ed Asner, was award-winning actor Ed Asner, political activist Ed Asner, was in his car, the car was on the way to take him to CNN to be on the A.J. Hammer Showbiz Tonight, and it was canceled. They were told by high-ups, no, the story's dead, you're not covering it. And I talked to CNN, others talked to CNN, got the same story, that's part of the record. Now, that's one division that got hammered for trying to do real news. You go over to CNN News, their main channel, and Anderson Cooper and the PSYOP boys, and it's a totally different story. Anderson Cooper's people called me, did their pre-interview with me. I wouldn't basically say what they wanted, so it didn't happen. Fox News did the same thing. It was canceled. Well, we have William Rodriguez. We have Mr. Berg coming on later, one of the lawyers that sued the government over involvement in 9/11 for some of the widows. He's coming on. He got the same phone call. William Rodriguez got a call, and they said, we want somebody to come on and to attack Charlie Sheen. We want somebody to come on and say that they believe this is a plane hitting the Pentagon, because you look at that ridiculous video, it's more of the same. And he said no, and they had a car en route to pick him up, and they canceled it. That's how they pressure you. They say, oh, we're just going to have you on live. Oh, now we're not going to do that. Oh, we're going to have a car come and pick you up, but you're going to say this, aren't you? Well, no, I support Sheen 100%. Well, we're canceling. And the same thing happened to Eileen Proctor, the publicist who I know well, for Jimmy Walter and others. He's in France right now, but she got a call. They were ready to put him on live from France. He said no. So I'm proud of William Rodriguez for standing up for Charlie Sheen. I'm proud of Berg. I'm proud of everybody. I'm proud of you guys for standing up. Let's go to William Rodriguez right now, who's at Ground Zero, but part of a protest right now, there at the site of the government-sponsored attack. William, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you so much, Alex. And again, my second home. Thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
God bless you.
For those that don't know, just in a nutshell, tell us who you are. And, of course, you were one of the most highly decorated heroes of 9/11.
I'm the last survivor pulled from the rubble from the North Tower, the person that had the master key that opened all the doors of the North Tower. I went up the stairwells, followed by the fire department, floor by floor, opening the doors so people would escape. And by the actions, hundreds of people were able to escape on 9/11. At the last moment, I was bringing a person on a wheelchair down to the lobby. When the building started to collapse, I slid right under a fire truck 12 feet away from the revolving doors at the entrance, and the building collapsed right on top, and then I was pulled from the rubble.
So when others ran out, you ran in, and it's because you've got courage that you're standing up and exposing the official story. Tell us blow by blow what CNN called, what they said, what happened.
Oh, well, first I received a call that they call Eileen Proctor, the publicist, looking for me and looking for Jimmy Walter. And for an appearance on the Anderson Cooper show, the call came from the producer, Deborah, I tell you the name right now, Deborah Huberman, and that they wanted me to speak about the videos just released yesterday from the Pentagon. I mean, the day before yesterday, from the Pentagon. And I said, no problem. I'd be able to talk about it. And they asked me, you know, what was my position, what did I do? And then when I gave them my whole information, they said, oh, my God, we have a whole library of B-roll. For those that don't understand what a B-roll is support video of many interviews that I've done in the past for CNN. He said, oh, we have an archive, a full archive of your information. We're going to put you on. And then they called me afterwards, said, will you be able to do it live at 10:30? I said, no problem. We're going to send a car for you to pick you up. I said, better. I'm in New Jersey. Then I get another call saying that they were still putting up the details. If I had any trouble having another view on the show from victims, from a victim that lost somebody on the Pentagon flight. I said, I have no problem. They said, what is my position? I said, well, I still believe that the government is still lying to us, that we don't know the truth of what happened on that day, that the videos that were just released did not show everything. You only see another speck of what the nose of what it is, probably a plane, but we don't even know if that's a flight. We want to know, you know, all the evidence that they have to be available for all their families and survivors. And he said, so what is your position with the Charlie Sheen issue? Because Charlie has been out there saying lies about 9/11. I said, no, he's not saying lies. Actually, I believe what Charlie Sheen
has said. Let me stop you. CNN, yeah. The CNN producer called him a liar.
Yes. Not this producer. They have a researcher that calls you afterwards.
So another person called and said, he's telling lies. We want you to come on and counter it.
Practically, yes.
Okay, and please continue.
And well, I say, no, we believe we support Charlie Sheen 100%, and there's no problem with it. They called me back. They said that if I had any problem, that they will record the show. Now the show was moved to 9:30. No problem. Then I get a call again from the researcher asking me more information about where I was on 9/11, what was my stance again on what happened.
Now, to be specific, when did, because you told us yesterday, told my producer yesterday, specifically they said, we want you to come on and attack Sheen, we want you to disagree, and you saw a plane, didn't you, William? You agree, you see a plane, don't you, William?
Not quite like that. It was a subtle way to imply that, you know, I was in the air. I said, well, I wasn't even in the Pentagon. I was at the World Trade Center. You see, I represent the victims of the World Trade Center. I have no problem talking about that, but I wasn't at the Pentagon. And
ask you, hey, you disagree with Sheen, right? He's a liar.
Yes,
you disagree with him.
If I disagree with Sheen, then I will talk about that. And I said, of course not.
So they said, you disagree with him, you'll talk about that, won't you? You said no, and what happened?
Yes. And then they called me back, and they said they're going to have a car picking me up at A15 to take me to the studios. And all of a sudden, I get another call, and they said, listen, thank you for your time. We canceled the show. The piece. They said, what do you mean you canceled the piece? They said, well, we are going with video, and we will come in right on top of the video. And I said, oh, wow. Then I received a call from Philberg, the lawyer, who who told me that they wanted him on another show, not Anderson Cooper, but on another show, the Beckett show, and David Beckett, I think, and they asked him to do the same.
So they asked him to do the same thing on another show, so trying to line up guests who are supposed 9/11 researchers from the other side. They tried to get you guys to basically come over and specifically attack Sheen. I mean, that shows a unified, premeditated agenda that they had. Now, I didn't see those shows that night, William.
Yes.
Did you? What specifically did they do on the shows?
I did not see it because, remember, I was on the way to go over here, and at the last moment, I was canceled, so I made other arrangements, so I never saw what they actually presented. But they didn't have, they expected the crime victim to be in front of the camera, complaining about the video, and saying that, yes, that will dispel all the theories out there. They were looking, because they were actually talking all day before even the video being released, they were saying that this will destroy all the conspiracy theories.
And it doesn't. It doesn't. It only supercharges it. Stay there, William Rodriguez. We'll be right back after this quick break.